Peanut.
I'm funnier than he is, but they told me to introduce him. Here's Jeff Dunham!
A title appears over a glitzy heart-shaped background. Jeff Dunham, I'm with Cupid. Wearing a pitch-black button-up over a red t-shirt, Jeff struts onto the stage. He beams and throws his hands up.
Well, welcome to my Valentine's Day special, and, there are at least two things in this world that I know are completely universal. We all need love and laughter. Audrey and I have now been married for 11 and a half years, and I am the luckiest man on the planet. I say that every single day. Yeah, and, but now the world turns, and I have twin boys, Jack and James. They are 8 years of age. Yeah, thanks. But you know, with the kids, you never know what you're gonna get. There's some DNA mixed in with how you raise them. No matter what you do, they could turn out to be little shits anyway, so. But at age 8, all kids are sponges. You know, they hear stuff and they repeat it whether they should or not. And if I had known earlier in life than later in life I was gonna have more kids, I might not have said some of the things I did in some of my stand-up specials. There's a couple of specials where Peanut imitates porno music. And I'm not kidding. I don't know how many times I've caught James walking through the house all by himself and he's going, boom, chicka, wow, wow. And you know I'm gonna get that call from school. Mr. Dunham, James has been imitating pornographic music. I'm like, oh yeah, he got that from his mom. I have no idea where that came from, so. Speaking of love, you guys ready for the little people in the boxes? In classical mythology, Cupid is the god of desire, erotic love, attraction, and affection. So ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Cupid.
Jeff reaches in his trunk and pulls out Walter, an older balding puppet. He wears a diaper, angel wings, and a halo, and carries a bow with a heart-shaped arrow.
Shut the hell up!
Walter glares at Jeff, and Jeff avoids his gaze.
You know how much I hate you right now. Hello, Cupid. I'm Walter, damn it.
Yeah, but tonight you're supposed to be Cupid. I'd rather be working at Walmart. Just play along.
They share a look.
So Valentine's Day is a busy time for you, isn't it, Cupid?
This qualifies as elder abuse.
It looks like you're ready to get to work for Valentine's Day. Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm half naked and my nipples are chapped. Now what kind of costume is wings and depends? These lights are too bright. Put my sunglasses on.
You want sunglasses?
Put on the damn sunglasses. You're too bright out here. Okay, whatever. Just put them on. Oh, you're going to blind me. What the hell is wrong with you? Much better.
Cupid Walter now sports aviators.
Look, Ray-Bans and Depends. I'm Joel Biden.
Jeff rolls his eyes with a slight smile. Walter leans back and chuckles.
I'm president, and I can't get up.
Will you stop?
Walter, come on. Folks there look like him all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're like, are you Joel Biden? I don't want to disappoint them, so I say, I don't know. And they believe me.
I'm taking these off.
Yeah, that was easy.
So as Cupid, your job is to go around shooting arrows into people's hearts, which then makes them fall in love, right?
Yeah, love, lust, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, so what's the difference between love and lust?
$50.
Walter shoots a look at Jeff.
Less in certain parts of Florida.
Oh. Yeah. And why do you shoot arrows?
I don't know. TSA took my Glock? How about that? I don't know.
Let's talk about relationships.
Oh, I am an expert on that.
Okay, so how should a man approach a woman he's attracted to?
From the rear.
No.
And with the size of some of the asses these days, that could be considered a long-distance relationship.
So, Cupid, aren't greeting cards a good way of expressing your love for someone?
Oh, sure. Yeah, greeting cards are good for anybody. In fact, I've written a few myself.
Some greeting cards. Can you recite a couple for us?
Sure.
Do you have one for longtime married couples?
Oh, absolutely. Here we go. Our love all these years has been a blissful occurrence. I wish you would die so I could collect the insurance.
Jeff drops his head and throws up his hand.
No.
Okay, how about one for younger couples?
Younger couples, great.
Okay. Meeting you was amazing luck, and I think of that most each time that we...
Whoa!
Have dinner. What'd you think I was gonna say? You're a bad man.
So how is your love life?
Oh, you mean me as Walter and with the wife?
Yeah.
Well, things are different at our age.
I'm sure.
Yeah. We're actually kinkier now.
Okay, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Now she offers me the choice, teeth in or teeth out.
Jeff facepalms.
Trust me, you'll see.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're happy.
I didn't say that.
Do you ever tell your wife that you love her?
Of course I do.
How often do you tell her?
Once.
A day?
A year.
Well, that's not very much.
It adds up.
I guess you tell her on Valentine's Day?
No.
Mother's Day?
No.
Christmas?
April Fool's. I'm kidding.
Good.
Yeah, I tell her every February 29th.
Let's talk about romance.
Oh, great.
All right. Just some simple things. Do you and your wife ever watch movies together?
Yeah, she wants to watch our wedding movies.
That's nice.
I can't do it.
Why not?
I know what happens next.
So when you proposed, did you get down on one knee?
Yeah, I had to. I didn't want to look her in the eye. Hey, I got a joke for you. What does Disney World have in common with Viagra?
I don't know what.
An hour-long wait for a two-minute ride.
An audience member's jaw drops while others laugh and applaud.
You're not going to start telling jokes now, are you?
Oh, sure. I'll do some wife jokes and get you canceled.
Walter,
hang on. My wife is so ugly. She sat on her iPhone and it unlocked. That's butt ugly.
We got it.
Okay. Calm down. No, it's not one-sided.
How's that?
Every Valentine's Day, she gets these sweetheart candies with sayings on them.
Oh, like, be mine?
No. Do not resuscitate. I will say, though, we did go to a marriage counselor one time.
You did?
Oh, yeah. He said I should take my wife out and treat her like I did on our first date.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So I took her to dinner, felt her up, then dropped her off at her parents' house.
But despite that kind of stuff, the love life is okay?
Yeah, we do our best. We tried role-playing with a little French maid outfit.
Oh, how'd that go?
She said it was too tight. Ah, and my accent was bad.
Jeff narrows his eyes in realization.
See, I put the maid outfit on.
They got it.
And then I had her put it on.
Okay.
Not because it was sexy. I thought she might Walter, do some Walter fucking housework. Walter!
Jeff glowers at Walter.
You really are trying to get me canceled.
No, I'm trying to get my fucking house cleaned.
Say goodnight, Walter. Thanks, Tandleman!
Walter bows.
This next guy's from somewhere down south in the U.S. Please help me welcome Bubba J.
Jeff brings out Bubba J, a white puppet wearing a red baseball cap. A beer belly pokes out from his flannel shirt.
How you doing, Bubba J?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what's been going on with you lately?
Well, last week I went to my best friend's wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a combination wedding and gender reveal party.
Oh.
Yeah, he was very happy to find out that she really was a woman.
Jeff furrows his brow while Bubba J chuckles.
Yeah, all was a nail biter, right, guys?
And how's your family?
They're all good.
Yeah, and what's your wife's name?
Bubba's left eye drifts independently, side-eyeing Jeff.
Bubba J.
Oh, no, that's my name.
Well, she's doing well?
Yeah, she's great.
You two have a lot in common, don't you?
Yeah, we're made for each other, I bet, yeah. You know, we both got the exact same results in our DNA tests.
Jeff's smile fades, and he avoids eye contact with Bubba J.
Bubba J, how can you be so smart on one hand and so stupid on the other?
Well, you're half of it.
Jeff shoots a look at Bubba.
Well, you know, Bubba J, during the show tonight, we've been talking about that romantic day in February.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
No, it's a romantic day.
Romantic?
Yeah, February 14th is the day for lovers.
Oh, lovers. You mean the day you watch the no-no channels?
The no-no channels.
Yeah, it's like, no, no, you're not doing that to me.
No.
No, not no, it's no, no.
I'm talking about romance.
So am I. Yeah.
Do you and your wife ever watch actual sweet romantic movies? Like what? You know, things like where the guy gets the girl.
Oh, yeah, like Freddy Krueger? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
I don't know.
Come on, what first attracted you to your wife?
Well, she's really hot.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's really big.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was gravity.
Oh.
Yeah, she spins around too fast, she'll suck you right in.
And how's the romance between you two?
Oh, it's pretty good, yeah. In fact, one of your little boys taught me something.
What's that?
Boom, chicka.
So when you proposed, did you ask her father for her hand in marriage?
I sure did. I called him up and I go, hey, Uncle Phil, it's me, Bubba J.
Jeff's smile fades as he and Bubba lock eyes. Bubba J peers around the audience.
And you know, our wedding was half the cost of the average wedding.
How's that?
Just one family.
Bubba nods his head.
Yep, the whole left side of the church was empty. Oh.
Do you ever go out with your wife for a romantic evening and whisper sweet nothings in her ear?
What's a sweet nothing?
Well, all I know, Diet Coke. No, sweet nothings are just flattering things that you say softly to someone you love.
Oh, yeah, like, you're as hot as your mother.
Jeff furrows his brow.
Hey, hey, he thinks this crap up, not me. My wife is beautiful, though.
That's very sweet. And what makes her beautiful?
Six beers.
No.
Okay, less if the light is dim.
All right. And how dim should it be for you to look good to her?
Total frickin' darkness.
How's the rest of your family doing?
They're good.
How's your sister?
She just got married.
Oh, really? So she got hit by Cupid's arrow?
No, our yard guy needed citizenship.
Jeff shakes his head slightly, trying not to smile.
That's not right.
You think they'll leave that joke in their show?
I doubt it.
Away!
All right. So I know your birthday's coming up. You gonna get a little TLC?
Jeff, it's spelled KFC. You should come over next weekend. I'll barbecue a turkey.
Oh, you love doing that, don't you?
Yeah, and we may or may not have some skinny dipping going on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mama Jane, where did you learn to talk like that?
Oh, you drink as much as I do, you fucking learn.
All right, yeah. So, Bubba J, how about your favorite part of the show?
Okay, great. This is a part where you get to hear what I think about stuff after I've had one too many, or maybe five, or eight, or the whole keg.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, welcome to the Valentine's edition of Bubba J's Drinking and Thinking.
On a stage screen, text appears encircled by a heart, drinking and thinking.
Oh, I like the music. Yeah, yeah. Puts me in the mood.
Oh, mood for what? Just go.
Okay, drinking and thinking. For Valentine's Day, my wife said she wanted her favorite flower, so I gave her this quick.
Jeff ponders this, and he and Bubba lock eyes.
The first time someone wished me happy VD, I thought, how the hell do they know?
Jeff rolls his eyes and smiles.
When a woman says that I must love her from afar, what that really means is that she filed a restraining order. One night stands make me feel empty. Yeah, which means it went great.
Jeff shuts his eyes, drops his head, and face palms.
I'm sorry.
Guys, never get involved with a farm animal.
What?
I know, I know. Moo means moo. When a woman asks you if you know the quickest way to her heart, don't do what I did and stick your head between her tatas. That was the worst ever birthday for Grandma.
Jeff cringes.
Oh, too far? Yes. Too far, yeah.
Jeff throws a hand up.
Oh, wait, it's Grandma.
Say goodnight, Bubba J. Happy Valentine's Day, Bubba! He's purple, he's wacky. Please help me welcome my buddy, Peanut.
As Jeff grabs Peanut, some audience members give him a standing ovation. The purple woozle rocks out on his podium, then he throws his head back in laughter.
How you doing, Peanut? Doing pretty good. How about you? I'm fine. That's good. That's good. That's good. Cut it out. I'm a little asshole, short and stout. This is my handle. I can't show you my stout. Stop it. Peanut Jaffa.
Do you know why we're here?
I do.
We've been talking about Valentine's Day.
I have been listening, and you have finally come to the right guy to talk about romance, my man.
You.
Yes, me, for example. That is not just a suitcase you got me out of.
No,
no. That, my friend, is where I take the ladies.
What?
That is the luggage of love.
The luggage
of love. And you know what, by the music?
The music, yeah.
Boom, chicka, wah, wah.
Peanut, no one but you can fit inside that suitcase.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Maybe just you and Jose Jalapeno.
Peanut shoots a blank stare at Jeff.
On a stick.
Okay, don't be gross. I refuse to allow a stick in my box.
About to say something, Jeff hesitates and shoots a scrutinizing look at Peanut.
I just said that out loud, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, I meant it, both ways.
All right. Have you been on any dates lately?
Well, I think about it a lot.
You think about going on dates?
Yeah. I do. I try and figure out how to make it happen without you being there, too! Right, it's not easy. I just seem to lay there. It's not funny. It's like my own Toy Story hell.
Peanut cocks his head to the side and freezes with a gaping smile.
And no Woody. Need the little buzz. All right. But I'm looking good, right, ladies? That is 50 shades of purple right there.
Look, Valentine's Day, it's the holiday of love.
It is about love, isn't it?
Of course. And who is that extra special person in your life right now?
Well,
is there someone?
No.
Peanut drops his head, sobbing. He waves to the crowd, encouraging their sympathy.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry.
I know, but look at you.
Yeah?
And Walter. And Brother Jay. You all have someone.
You know, maybe Jose could help you.
Help me what?
Find a date.
What, you're serious?
Well, I've heard.
You've heard what?
He's Latin, so, you know, a Latin lover on a stick. Why don't we ask him?
Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
Jeff grabs Jose Jalapeno from his case.
Good evening, Jose.
Buenas noches, Señor Jeff. And others. He's not happy with me right now. We are not speaking.
Why not?
Don't worry about it. He ate my cousin Julio.
Jeff looks to Peanut, who nods shakily.
You ate his cousin Julio.
Well, how was I supposed to know? He was just laying there next to the dip. Not saying anything. I thought he was a popper.
I don't want to talk to you. Okay, I'm actually really sorry, Jose. He died doing what he loved most. What was that? Burning your mouth.
He did do that.
Right.
And later your ass.
I'll let you know.
Okay. So, Jose, you think you can help Peanut get a date?
See, I know women.
You? I have never seen you with a woman. You're in that box all day long.
See, but many of the times, I am not alone.
Oh, come on. Who gets in there with you?
Ask your mother.
Hey! What the hell?
All right.
Did you hear that? Yeah, I'll deep fry his ass.
No.
And his stick.
Steak.
Whatever.
Calm down.
He said he was with my mother.
I know.
My mother can't fit in Jose's box.
No, but Jose can fit in your mother's box.
All right!
What the hell?
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna slice him up and serve him on our next plate of frickin' nachos.
And that's when I burned your ass.
You can't!
Just I can't.
I don't have an ass!
It's an elbow.
Peanut gazes at Jeff and they lock eyes. Jeff subtly nods and Peanut tilts his head toward Jeff.
That sounds much worse than his teak.
I thought this was gonna be a lot more fun.
That's what I said to your mother.
Hey! All right!
I bet your mother had a steak. Not as big as your sister's.
Oh, will you stop it, both of you.
Say goodnight, Jose.
I am Jose Jalapeno.
On his steak.
There he is.
Yay! Yeah.
All right, look, Peanut, have you ever tried online dating?
Well,
I thought that maybe we could help you out by filling out a profile on one of those sites and see how it goes.
Oh, okay.
I pulled up this site.
Yeah.
And let's enter your profile and see what happens.
Okay,
so for example, okay, there's a name.
Okay, first name P, last name Nut.
Jeff shrugs at Peanut in confusion.
That's not right.
There's two blanks. What are you going to do? Initial P, then last name Nut? It's like you're talking backwards.
Height,
6'4".
You're like 2'4".
Objects in there are larger than they appear.
Okay, now it's asking your relationship intent. Is it long-term, short-term, short but open to long-term, not sure?
Is there a checkbox for when, then, thinking them?
Okay, sexual orientation.
Upside down.
No.
Sideways?
No, about face. Stop it!
That's what she said. No,
I have no idea what you're doing.
She also said that.
Where? What do I enter?
He said that.
Stop it! Income?
What?
Income.
Outcome?
What?
Income, outcome. How come?
Read this right there.
The amount of money you make annually.
Annually.
Oh, that's way different. It's amazing how one little missing you can rock your world. And make it difficult to walk.
Okay, we've now gotten to the part of the show that I'm not really sure about, Peanut.
What's that?
Well, as the audience knows, before the show started, many of them were given these cards and asked to write you questions about love and relationships, anything to do with Valentine's.
Yep.
So, where is...
All right.
I can't read the first name. Is it Fru... Frank?
It looks like Fruck.
All right, Frank. Dear Peanut, I got my wife these tickets for our 10th anniversary. Is this enough?
Let's see. 25th anniversary is silver, 50th is gold, and 10th is warm beer and a puppet show. Yes, you're good, Frank.
Jeff cocks his head.
John Simmons, dear Peanut, are children with peanut allergies allowed to play with you?
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Yes, they are. Deal with the itch, bitch.
Oh, that. Kate and Sherry, dear Peanut, what advice would you give a married lesbian couple that's been with each other for 14 years?
Do you know?
No.
I don't know either. Clearly, we don't have anything you need.
In the audience, two women in their early 50s raise their hands up and applaud.
Where are Dennis and Kathy? Aw, dear Peanut, we reconnected at our 56th class reunion 2 years ago. Should we get married?
Peanut nods.
I guess so. Are you the last two left?
Jeff's eyes widen and Peanut stares at him.
Happy Valentine's Day.
John McClendon? Dear Peanut, after 20 plus years of marriage, how can I get my wife to, you know, want to, you know, have, well, you know, sex? Any thoughts?
Well, John, clearly from this question, it shows you like to beat around the bush.
Jeff drops his head as a guy with a long gray beard laughs.
And there's your problem.
Peanut waves to the audience and bows before Jeff stows him away.
There's a character that has been in my act for many years, but for various reasons, he has now been all but banned from any new television programming. And because of all that, he is not with us here tonight. However, it seems that he has a distant cousin, a long-lost relative who apparently is immortal and Greek and a god. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the Greek god, Archimedes.
Jeff pulls out a puppet of a skeleton wearing a gold headband and a toga.
Greetings, mortal human infidels! It is I.
What's my name?
Archimedes.
Archimedes! I am the ancient Greek god of killer love.
What's killer love?
Not killer, keeler.
Keeler, yes. And where are you from, Archimedes?
Mount Olympus.
What?
Yes. Okay.
Mount the Platypus.
No, what? Mount Olympus.
Yes, don't forget the puss.
I am from the mountain of platypuses.
No.
Platypussies?
No.
I'm not sure I can say that.
Just forget it.
Silence!
I love you.
Really?
Yes, it's silence!
I love you.
Archimedes' brows flutter.
That's different.
Yes, I know. I call it killer love.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
I kill you.
With love.
And what is your job, Archimedes?
I am a god.
I didn't know that being a god was a job.
And I didn't know that talking to dolls was a job, but here we freaking are.
So you're not dead.
No, I am immortal. What?
Immortal.
I don't know that word in English.
It means you live forever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
I love this country so much.
But you're not dead.
No, I am not dead. Do I look dead?
Well, yes.
Silence!
I love you.
I have to be honest, that I love you thing just feels wrong to me.
You're doing great. Okay, if you're a Greek god, why are you here on Earth?
I don't know. We didn't talk about that. Stick to the script.
Just go with it. Well, just go with it. Ad lib.
Okay.
So, Archimedes, why are you here?
To play Powerball.
What? Well, you said to ad lib. The jackpot is huge.
And you know us Greek gods, we love to gamble. Right?
I don't know.
Damn it, just go with it. Quick, what's a good gambling game?
Craps.
What?
Craps.
Are you kidding?
No.
That's a game?
Yeah, it's huge in Vegas.
Gross, okay. Yes, my favorite thing to do in Las Vegas is to take a crap.
No.
What? What? Give a crap?
No.
I don't give a crap.
No, to play craps.
That's worse. You're like monkeys in a zoo. What the hell, dude? Hey, by the way, did you see my new friend?
Your new friend? No.
Over there in the case. Get her out.
Over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff reaches into his trunk and pulls out a tiny stuffed sheep.
What is this?
Not what? Who?
Sorry.
You hurt her feelings. It's my little sheep.
Oh. A ewe?
A what?
A ewe?
Yes, it's a me. Are we speaking Italian now?
No, she's a you.
No, she's not a me. I'm a me and she's a her.
No, a she is a you.
She is not a me. What is wrong with the you?
I don't know. What's wrong with the you?
What? You just said there's something wrong with the you. No, I didn't. I'm fine.
Not you, her.
You? What? Now me? What the fuck?
A female sheep is a you.
No, she's a not a me and stop the making a fun of the Italianos.
Can I pet your you?
Archimedes' eyes dart from Jeff to the audience.
Do not touch me!
Not you, that you.
What?
Your you has very nice wool.
And you are a pervert!
So, otherwise, how's it going being a Greek god?
Actually, it's not too bad.
Really?
Yeah. It's so much fun being famous.
I bet.
Yeah. Folks now stop me on the street. They ask me for my autograph. They want to take selfies.
I would think that looking like you do, people would be afraid of you.
Of course they are.
Oh, so you're saying it's good being Archimedes.
Oh, no. They think I'm Nancy Pelosi.
Jeff shoots a look at Archimedes and throws up a hand. An audience member enthusiastically applauds.
I mean, look at us. The resemblance is uncanny.
Archimedes wiggles his brows.
Archimedes.
Ah! I forgot you were here. I would like to do this act solo.
Really?
Yes, I do not need you.
Oh, I think you do, but you can do it.
Archimedes' right arm falls off. Jeff peers down at it, and Archimedes' brow raises as his eyes dart back and forth with a blank stare.
Holy crap.
Didn't my arm just fall out?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Well, I gotta kick it over into place.
Ow! Well, you stepped on my pinky. How the hell did I know that?
I'm gonna have to get down on one knee.
This is so sudden.
No.
Jeff kneels down and picks up Archimedes' arm.
Put it back!
Oh, all right. Just hang on a second.
Come on!
I don't know how this goes in here.
That's what she said.
Jeff fits Archimedes' arm back into place.
Okay. So I think the next thing...
His arm falls off. Then his other arm drops to the floor. Archimedes' jaw drops as Jeff scoots the arms closer to him with his foot. He picks up the arms from the ground.
Son of a bitch, don't drop me!
I'm trying not to.
Put them back!
I'm working on it here. Let's put these here.
Archimedes spots his hands as Jeff puts them in his lap.
That does not go there!
Jeff pulls Archimedes' arms away.
What the hell, dude? Looked like I had a five-fingered wiener. I don't have that,
no.
But if I did, my underwear would fit like a glove.
Archimedes wiggles his brows as Jeff reattaches his arms.
Put it back!
All right. I'm working on it.
Fix my feet, asshole.
Okay. Right there. All right, man.
As Jeff readjusts the foot, the other falls upside down.
Son of a bitch! What am I, a fucking clock? Don't know if I'm coming or going.
Okay, just sit still.
Take your hand off my wiener.
Jeff yanks his hand away and stands rigid as Archimedes slowly looks to him. Jeff fiddles with his button up and glances to Archimedes.
What?
Jeff purses his lips, trying to find words.
You don't have a...
I know! It's not there.
Okay.
I lost it in an explosion. Sid game of poker.
You lost my wiener in a poker game.
You should have seen the other guy.
So I was talking about Valentine's Day earlier. Do you do anything special on Valentine's Day?
I had a romantic dinner with my wives.
Oh, Greek gods have wives.
Yes, wives and virgins.
What's the difference?
Archimedes glances at Jeff.
I call it graduation.
He wiggles his brows.
But don't you have one particular favorite sweetheart?
Well, it's not easy to say.
The one you like spending the most time with.
Oh, yes, of course. She's the greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time. She's the GOAT.
Jeff stops and frowns. Archimedes' brows raise, and he slowly turns his head to stare at Jeff.
But Archimedes, are there any actual people that you like?
Well, I like you.
Me?
Yeah, I think you are my best friend.
Well, thank you. And isn't Valentine's Day when you say that? Well, you can say that at any time, but yeah, friends can be recognized on Valentine's Day too.
Okay, and I kind of need you.
Well, thank you.
I mean, because otherwise I might fall off of this thing.
Right.
But it's more than that.
Thank you. And I feel the same way.
Thanks.
Archimedes drops his head in thought.
I can't live if living is without you. I can't live. I can't give anymore.
What are you laughing at?
Well, sometimes I ad-lib myself into a corner and don't quite know how to get out of it. So.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
A little bit.
Yeah.
What was that song? What was the name of that song?
I don't know. Wait, how the hell do I know the lyrics to the song? You don't know the name.
I don't know. I know it's from the 70s.
Well, thank you, Casey Kasem.
What are you doing? What's the name of that song? I gotta... I was right, it was Harry Nilsson. Yeah, it was Without You. What are you doing? I don't know. Play Without You by Harry Nilsson?
You don't have the signal. That is never going to...
Oh, you...
Jeff puts his phone speakers to the mic. He sways his head with Archimedes.
No, I can't forget this evening, where your face is you were leaving, but I guess that's just
the
way.
Oh, look! The phones are coming out! It's going to be like a rock concert!
You can do that. That's
hundreds of twinkling lights sway in the audience.
I love this. I think I'm going to cry. Okay, we're going to have to sing the chorus. Are you ready? Here goes, everybody.
Archimedes lip syncs. As Jeff puts Archimedes away, the crowd gives him a standing ovation. Jeff bows, and sparkling hearts appear on the screens behind him.
You guys have been an awesome audience. Thanks for coming out. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Credits. Written and performed by Jeff Dunham. Executive producers, Jeff Dunham, Matt McNeil, Robert Hartman, Judy Marmel, Stu Schreiberg. Directed by Manny Rodriguez. Producers, John Bravakis and Jeff Thorson. More credits roll. Copyright 2024 Red Wire Blue Wire Inc. All rights reserved. Logos Red Wire Blue Wire. Triage Entertainment. MTV Entertainment Studios.